Welcome to everyone listening all around the world, all across the United States. We are coming to you live from the Disclosure Center of Knowledge and Information. That's right. That's the Coast to Coast AM Studios right here in Los Angeles, California. Sitting in for George Norrie tonight, I'm your host, Jimmy Church. And tonight, David Wilcock is with us. And we're going to talk about the evidence, both biological and physical, that says there is and has been an alien presence on our planet Earth. Now, let me back up a couple of weeks, because David and I were talking a couple of weeks ago about this very important subject, and we had decided then, you know, the time is right to have another David and Jimmy Coast conversation about that, you know, ET contact. And then it happened. This past Wednesday, just over 2 days ago, the UFO community completely blew up when Gaia released a video report on a mummy that was found down in Nazca, Peru. A mummy that clearly has three fingers and toes on each hand and foot. And it's been carbon dated between 245 and 410 AD. Now, as crazy as that sounds, and it is, the video of this, for me, is total eye candy. It's amazing. It's truly amazing to watch. You can check it out over at the Coast to Coast AM website. You can check it out over at Gaia. But it has gone completely, totally viral. In the truest definition of viral, which is a pop culture term that is overused these days, but check this out. As of tonight of this broadcast, it has over 30 million views in 2.5 days. A second video, a shorter video, which I posted today on my Facebook page, has just over 18 million views in just over a day. I posted it 7 hours ago. It went up a million views since this afternoon. It's something that is interesting to everyone, not only our UFO community, but when you start hitting tens of millions of views every 4 or 5 hours, somebody out there is watching outside of our community. It's a huge story. Right after this short break, Jay Widener, who is the senior director of content at Gaia, will, without speculation, answer some questions that need to be asked about this mummy and Gaia's commitment to disclosure. So, turn down the lights and get ready. We're about to have one of those nights. You can follow me right now on Twitter at JChurchRadio. It's that simple, at JChurchRadio. You know the drill. Twitter is always live to my left. Any questions or comments, just post them right there. And maybe your tweet will get read on the air. As always, enjoy the bumper music tonight. I put Dan to work to collect this amazing bumper music, so enjoy that. And of course, there is a little bit of a theme tonight, and even Dan couldn't figure it out. I'd love to see your comments. And later, we're going to open up the phone lines. Why? Because it's another Friday night. Filling in for George Norrie, I'm your host, Jimmy Church, and I'll be right back with Jay Widener. This is Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back to Coast AM, sitting in for George Norrie on this beautiful Friday night here in Southern California. I'm your host, Jimmy Church. My guest tonight is David Wilcock, and we had scheduled a very cool, you know, David and Jimmy conversation on alien presence and evidence, biological, all of that. We were going to do all of that tonight, and we planned that show for 2 straight weeks. And then 2 days ago, Gaia tipped our world upside down and released a pretty amazing video of a mummy that was discovered down in Nazca, Peru. And so the timing, it's called synchronicity and everything else, but we had to bring on Jay Widener from Gaia. He is the senior director of content over at Gaia about this to answer those questions that need to be asked right now. It is breaking news. Jay, welcome back to Coast, my friend, and I'm going to start right now. Did you have any idea 3 days ago that this was going to blow up and blast out like a rocket?
I have to be honest, yeah, I did. I knew this was going to be huge. So I'm not surprised at all.
Do you remember, before I get to the questions, let's do something personal for the audience so they can understand our interaction between the two of us. But a couple of months ago, you did call me and you said, "Jimmy, buckle up, man. There's something that's about to break." And I kept it confidence. You know, you're my friend, and let's keep it low. But I was intrigued, and here we are. You knew, I didn't, if you know what I mean. This has been a big surprise to not only me, but the rest of the world, and the debunkers out there, those skeptics and the cynics are going to pick this thing apart the best that they can. And there's already some questions out there. So I thought that I would prepare some stuff. Let the audience know that Jay has no idea what I'm about to hit him with. Jay, just call me tomorrow. Let me know that it's all okay. All right, after this.
If I recover, I'll be okay.
There you go. Let's start here. The first thing that happened out of the gate, 5 seconds into the video, there is a strange date of 1997 there. And you guys are talking about everything going down in 2017. But there's a 1997 date on either X-rays or CAT scans, whatever's being shown there at that section of the video. Can you explain to me what that 1997 date is?
It's a very good question. When you operate the CAT scan software, you have to add in a year for how old the person that you're doing the CAT scan is. And so what we did on May 19th, 2017, was we put in that the person, Maria, a three-fingered humanoid, was 20 years old. And so the computer immediately figured out that it must be May 19th, 1997, as the birth date for the person that the CAT scan was being done on. Of course, this is just a way for us to kind of use the software so that we could get the CAT scan. Nothing more, nothing serious. If you actually look at the wider picture, what happens later of the CAT scan, you can see there's also the date, May 19th, 2017.
Right. I get that. So no conspiracy.
No conspiracy, just a way to get the software to work.
So there are no CAT scans from 1997. This mummy was
Exactly.
not discovered 20 years ago.
Exactly.
Okay, I just want to be
Very good
very,
point.
for everybody out there, I just want that to be, I needed that question answered because I saw that date immediately too.
Good question.
What DNA testing has been done at this point?
Well, we got 5 different countries are doing DNA testing, and as you know, recombinant DNA testing, especially on decomposed flesh, takes a long time because you're recombining the DNA. So we're waiting, and it'll be a while, but I think it's coming, and we'll have the answers. And you continue watching the series on Gaia and updates here on Jimmy Church and Coast to Coast, and you'll find out what we find out.
How many different countries are involved in the DNA testing? Completely independent of each other?
Yes, all of the DNA testing is being done in 5 countries, all separate from each other, no communication with each other.
Right.
We're trying to do this as scientifically as possible because we know what we're up against, and we know the debunking, and we know the people calling fake, and we're trying to show that, you know, an outside entity like Gaia is about finding the truth, and we're not going to rest until we find the truth.
Everybody is thinking plaster of Paris. Not everybody, but those that are negative about this. It appears to be just that for sure. But it's a white powder on the outside. What is that white powder that is coating this mummy?
All right. So this is a question that I want to really tackle. I was the very first person on the team to actually go see this mummy. I had to be I guess I was the scout, you might say. And I went down into the basement underneath the rooftop of the house where we first saw this mummy to look at the mummy in a private session. And I came back up to the rooftop to my colleagues, including a medical doctor from Russia, and he said, "What do you think?" And I said, "I think it's a 3D print job, that this thing might be plastic." And he said, "Oh, really?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Okay, well, then make sure that we insist that we take tissue samples so that we can make sure that this is not a, you know, a 3D model or any kind of plaster of Paris kind of thing." So that was what I did. I insisted that we be allowed to take tissue samples, which we did, which are being processed now. I believe that, you know, when I saw the first tissue sample being taken, being an investigative journalist from years ago, I know that when you see the slate gray colored skin underneath the top of the skin, that is what decomposed human tissue looks like. And so I knew that it was at least organic. Whether it's human or not, I don't know, and we'll find out in the near future. Continue watching, continue staying, because that's what this is all about. It's a process. We're not going to be pushed into doing something quickly. We're not going to be pushed into saying something that isn't right. We're not going to jump to any conclusions. We're going to do this job right, and if you guys just be patient, I think we may be on to one of the bigger discoveries in, you know, human history.
Who is paying for all of this testing?
Gaia. Gaia is committed to, exposing and searching for the truth about this reality and what's going on. And the owner of Gaia is a very generous man who really does want the truth to come out. I've known him for a long time, and I'm very confident that there's no any kind of hoaxing, any kind of dark kind of thing going on here. It's merely us trying to explore an issue and trying to present the evidence as we find it.
I'm just going to go straight at you here. Will you release everything to the public and the credentials of the doctors and all of the individuals that are involved?
Absolutely. There would be absolute transparency.
How many bodies or mummies have been found to date?
Four.
Okay. Explain really quick. I have too many questions here. So four. One is the main Maria. What are the other three?
There is one. The other three are smaller, but they're very similar, but they're not the same. They're different species, but they're still very similar. They have three fingers on each hand and three toes on each foot. And we're examining that. We're doing tissue samples of those bodies right now. And when those results come in, we will release that. And that will be as time goes on, but we're trying to get this to going as fast as we can.
There are rumors going out there right now. Some of it is, I don't want to disclose what's in the videos or future videos. That's not my gig. I'm not going to do that. But the rumors are out there now on the internet about eggs. Okay, so can you clarify what everybody is starting to reference?
In the smaller bodies, we did look at two smaller bodies, which again are very similar to the larger body, but are apparently not related as a species. One of the two did appear to be pregnant. And when we x-rayed her, assuming it's a her, she did seem to appear to have three misshapen eggs. Now, the eggs are slightly misshapen, but you have to understand that the process of mummification causes vast dehydration. That's the whole point. And so an egg, which has got a lot of water in it, will become misshapen. But they do appear to be transparent. I don't want to say what they are, but I do think that they do appear to be actual.
With something inside.
Yes.
Okay.
No, I didn't see anything growing inside the egg. All I saw was a transparency to the egg, which means that That's exactly what you're looking for if you want to find out if it's an egg.
Sure,
it
sure.
Transparent.
Yeah, again, I don't want to speculate on anything, and so I appreciate that.
And that's why I like you, Jimmy, because you are a true journalist.
Let's just go straight at it. I'm going to continue. Will the mummy make it to the United States? Or mummies, I should say.
I can't, of course, predict the future. Highly unlikely, since Peru is very jealous of what is discovered in their country. And I can surely appreciate that after the plundering of Egypt by Europe, which was a sacrilegious kind of thing. And so I appreciate the government of Peru wanting to keep their artifacts in their country. I do wish that the country of Peru would, you know, make sure that these artifacts end up in a museum somewhere. And we're certainly willing to help with that process. Of keeping these things out in the open where people can examine them, scientific community can examine them, and all of that.
Now, here you are in your career. You've written a lot of books. We've been friends. I've interviewed you many, many times. Gaia is here too as well. Reputations are at stake. Careers are at stake.
Yes.
We have dealt with hoaxes in the past. How cognizant were you of that in stepping forward with this? Because this is not, another black eye is not what the community needs.
No, in fact, I think that is actually in some ways why the universe wanted me to go on this voyage, because I am so hard and skeptical, because I have an investigative journalist background. I think that my eye on the subject while it was being examined was essential, and I was very skeptical. Like I said, I thought it was a 3D print job. I was worried about the whole thing. However, I can tell you right now, it is not plastic. It is not plaster of Paris. It is not, I can't say it's not a hoax, but I'm 99% sure that this is an actual humanoid being that existed. What it is, I can't tell you. I've heard much speculation from insiders, but I don't wish to share that speculation yet. But it is coming, and it will be coming out on Gaia and probably here on Coast and on Jimmy Church's other program, Fade to Black.
Right.
So these things are coming, but we are doing what this community has always demanded. We've always demanded the scientific method. We've been burned so many times in the past that I think that Gaia really deserves credit for following the scientific method, making sure that we don't release information until we actually have it. We don't jump to conclusions. And that's what we're really trying to do. We're not trying to gain credibility for the sake of gaining credibility. We're trying to be good journalists and really present the facts as they are.
Yeah, the discovery and its potential impact on Earth and humanity and history, it's way too dramatic. We're going to be headed towards a break here. I want to thank you in advance if we do run out of time. But has the government or any of those fabulous agencies contacted Gaia?
No, not at all. And I think, I don't know what they're doing. They may be reeling in, distress. I'm not sure. But no one has contacted us at all, as far as I know.
What about the mass media?
Fox News is covering this, and several other media companies are now picking up on it. They were a little slow. I think they thought that it was a hoax, and that was the immediate thing. And I'm very surprised that people like Nigel Watson, without any evidence, without calling Gaia or me or anything, have automatically declared that this is a hoax. I don't know how they're getting that information, what they're using as their criteria, but I guarantee you that this is not a hoax, not from us. Now, maybe somebody in Peru put together this elaborate body, which only has 24 vertebrae as opposed to 33 vertebrae on a human, you know, lesser amount of rib counts than humans have. I'm trying to imagine how this thing is being hoaxed. We have x-rays of the ribs and the skeletal structure, and I'm going, no way that I can see that this is being hoaxed, but I look forward to any forensic biologist coming forth and showing us how this could have been hoaxed.
Jay, thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much, and good luck. And we'll be talking over the weekend. Behave and keep doing the research. Thank you so much,
Jimmy.
My friend.
Bye.
Right back at you. This is Coast to Coast AM. Be right back with the one and only David Wilcock. This is Coast to Coast AM. Sitting in for George Norrie tonight on this Friday, your host, Jimmy Church, my guest, David Wilcock. And we're going to be talking to David right after this short break. Stay with us. All right, welcome back to Coast AM, sitting in for George Norrie tonight on this Friday. I'm your host, Jimmy Church. Our guest tonight is David Wilcock, and we're going to open up the phones a little bit later because it is Friday night, and that means open lines and conversations with all of you. David is an author. He's a lecturer and researcher of ancient civilizations. He's well known for his insights on consciousness science and new paradigms of matter and energy. Tonight, we're going to talk about the physical and biological evidence of ET contact that has been discovered around the world and data from high-ranking government whistleblowers. He has always said that the Earth is on the front lines of a battle that's been raging between positive and negative extraterrestrials for hundreds of thousands of years. Of course, his books include The Ascension Mysteries and The Synchronicity Key. His website is divinecosmos.com, and I would like to welcome back to Coast, David Wilcock. David, good evening, man.
Hey, brother, how are you?
Yeah, it's a beautiful night in Southern California, isn't it?
I'm glad that it's not swelteringly hot anymore. It's 120 degrees on the ground in Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah, right?
You can't even take off with the planes.
No, you can't, but it does make it pretty nice to walk around at night here. That's when you go outside. That's the difference.
I got my windows open right now, and I'm enjoying what little vestige of cool air you get during this kind of thing.
Well, I'm playing 80s bumper music tonight for you. So
I love the Phil Collins, absolutely. Yeah, he's my favorite.
Yeah, I knew you'd enjoy that.
He's the reason why I start playing drums.
And you know what?
If we geek out on music, everybody gets mad, so.
He's the reason a lot of drummers started to play the drums, no doubt.
People don't realize that he had a jazz fusion band called Brand X that really was probably one of the top two or top three most technically proficient of the jazz fusion bands of that era.
Here we go, David. You and I are going to start talking music. Okay, I'll say this really quick. I saw Genesis back in the 80s, and it was Chester Thompson's playing drums with them.
Yep.
And Phil is a lefty, so they set up their drums facing each other, and they were mirror images. And it was like one of the coolest things ever to see something like that. So I'm a huge Phil Collins guy, no doubt. Chester Thompson, too.
Yeah, I mean, he is the reason, you know, I found that tape in my mother's cassette catalog, and up until then, I didn't even realize it was possible for rock and roll music that had crunchy guitars and, you know, nice lead vocals to have that much sophistication. I'd never heard anything like that before, and it really blew me away.
Yeah, I just love that era, too, as well. So, therefore, that's part of the leak of the theme of the bumper music tonight. So, everybody enjoy it. I know, David, you will. Now, this is where I want to start with tonight. 3-4 weeks ago, maybe 2 months ago, the UFO community, the supernatural community, the consciousness community started to hit a couple of bumpy roads out there. We don't need to go into that. But here, you know, you've been with Gaia forever. And 2 days ago, 2.5 days ago, they released this video. And it's like everything that was rocky in the past is now distant memory. It's such a huge subject and such a huge story to break. What do you think about that, and how proud of you of Gaia?
It's very amazing. They were so concerned about what this thing was and what was going on that they literally did not include me in the leaks. So I'm hearing about this at the same way, at the same time as everybody else. I had no idea. I mean, Jay was talking to me on the phone. You know, we talk about once or twice a week. And, you know, Jay and I mean, my God, if you taped that stuff and put it on the air, people would go crazy.
Right.
But he would not tell me. I kind of had figured out that it had to be some kind of ET mummy. But as to what it was or what it was going to look like or what its features were, I really didn't know. And so this basically, to me, that is even more proof that this is not just some flight of fancy, but this is something they take really seriously, because I'm like the alpha male, you know. I got two shows on the network. They're in the top three most popular. So think about that for a minute, you know. And they didn't tell me about this. They didn't tell me anything.
Right.
I have to find out just like everybody else. And what I see is, okay, you have to look at this in context. It's not just one finding with one situation. There are multiple other situations like this that have been out there for some time.
When you first saw, because you've been talking about this very subject for such a long time, but it's everybody has been saying, okay, David, it's a great story, but where's the proof? It's great, David, but where's, and here this pops out now. Do you feel a sense of vindication? And is this what you have been talking about?
Well, it's funny because I think my initial reaction to it is like the millennials when they see those videos you can't unsee.
Right.
And then you see the comment written below the video and they just say, nope. Because it's like you can't accept it. It's too good, right? This is too good. So nobody wants to accept it because it's like, oh, I can't bear another letdown.
I said the same thing to Jay. So let me ask you the same question. I said that to Jay. I said, this is overwhelming. It's too good to be true. So therefore, it's just too good to be true. But it's eye candy. It's amazing to look at. For you, when you first saw the CAT scans and you see the mummy, what went through your mind?
If it's a hoax, it's a very, very sophisticated hoax. And the thing that is bizarre, which I think people really need to take stock of, is that if someone were going to go to the trouble of trying to build a hoax that elaborate, the amount of money that was paid for that mummy is not enough.
Right.
Because I'm not going to release it, but I do know how much they paid for it.
Right.
Not enough.
Right.
Not anywhere near enough.
Now, I know that you did the same thing that I did. You look at the video, and then you start to think about the other evidence that is around the world that are similar to this. And you can go to any continent just about and find some dots to connect. So you started to go through that in your own mind. What did it remind you of from different civilizations?
Well, one of the things that, I mean, I was basically aware of the fact that Jay had to have had a three-fingered extraterrestrial mummy, because in our last taping that I just got back from about a week and a half ago, he was, you know, asking all these questions, which I would then rephrase in my own words, about three-fingered extraterrestrials. And he was very, very excited about this. And so there is some very curious information regarding the idea that if you look at three as an archetype and as a counting system, if you actually count by sixes instead of by tens, meaning base six, we have this mathematician who's getting ready to come forward, and he did work for the government and his research was classified, but he has found out that base six means that now all of these things like pi, which is the ratio between the diameter and the circumference of a circle, that ratio, if the diameter is 1, the circumference is supposed to be 3.14159, right? And it's supposed to be an irrational number, meaning that you just keep having new digits form. And that's crazy because obviously the circle has a certain length and it ends and it goes back to the beginning. But you can't actually calculate that in base 10. It'll just keep cranking out more and more decimal numbers that are always different. If, however, you do it in base six based on this new mathematics, what he's saying is that you get a series of digits in your after the decimal point, and then they repeat, and they repeat, and they repeat, and they repeat, which is almost an integer, meaning a whole number value. And it's so this totally changes everything, and there's a very elaborate discussion we could have about the idea that the universe itself seems to function on a trinary algebra. It seems to function on a power of three, a base six counting system,
And the other really weird thing is that if you build trinary computers instead of binary, so that instead of 0 and 1, you have 0, 1, and 2, then you get electronic intelligence. Because now with the power of 3, you have the power of fractals. You have the power, because if you have binary, basically, if you try to make a curve in binary, it's going to look like a set of stairs. It's going to have right angle. It goes up, and then it goes across, and it goes up, and it goes across, and those are straight lines.
Right.
Once you get that third variable in there, now you get a smooth curve. And the smooth curves are what you need for intelligence. So none of the binary computers that we use now are ever really going to threaten us with AI. But as soon as we get into trinary, then everything changes.
It smooths out. You had that third point.
Exactly. So it would appear that these extraterrestrials, and there are other examples of beings that actually in some cases have six fingers on one hand, like the infamous Padmasambhava, the second Buddha, who was the guy that founded Tibetan Buddhism and all the rainbow body teachings. When he was meditating in the cave and then reached this new level of ascension, he mushed his hand into the rock outside the cave. And this is not like the rock was heated. He just did it into solid rock. And it's a six-fingered handprint. And that's a very famous temple that lots and lots of people go to on a pilgrimage every year. So there's something about the idea that perhaps we were given 10 fingers by genetic engineering to confuse us so that we wouldn't learn about the right math too early. And another really bizarre thing is that there's a one-to-one complementarity between two different insiders that we've interviewed for Gaia, who both saw ships that were ancient that had been stored at Area 51 that they describe almost exactly the same control interface where it uses the hands and it's made for hands with three long fingers. So this is, and there's so much synchronicity between what both of these guys were saying. It's way, way beyond chance. And so that was dazzling, because that unfolded as we were doing this last taping.
When I look at these three fingers, and you just brought this up with your whistleblower and Area 51, is it a situation where, and I don't want to sound crazy, but is it a situation where it's three fingers and each one of them could be a thumb?
That is an excellent question. You actually read my mind, and that is exactly what you should have asked next.
Well, I did.
These fingers have prehensile tips, meaning that they move at the tips in a way that has a lot of range of motion. And so the short answer to your question is that all three of them can function like thumbs.
Wow.
These hands are vastly superior to current human hands. They are a significant leap forward in the evolution of ambidextrous, fully functioning humanoids, because it's not just the hands either. If you look at the feet,
right,
the feet are totally not like ours. They have much less of a developed ankle. They have a very, very similar structure to what the hands look like on the feet, which would suggest that their overall body weight is a lot lighter. And it would suggest that they can use their feet more than we are able to use ours. Our feet are you know, basically dumb, and we just stick shoes on them, and we don't even worry about our toes. You know, we're not trying to use the toes, but these look very functional.
Effectively, four hands.
Yeah.
The other part of this, with this discovery being down in Peru and in Nazca, what's the likelihood of there being other potential finds like this around the world? I mean, certainly there isn't just one.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how much of the story they've disclosed yet. But supposedly, and I can't prove this yet, but supposedly there are many more of these at the location where this one was procured. It's not like there's only one. And that is the archaeological find of the millennium.
Right.
If that is true.
Right.
That requires more study and more proof. However, I'm not sure about three-fingered ETs that would look more like this, and we don't even know if it's ET. I mean, if this were to go public, the first thing they're going to do is they're going to say, well, this is some alternate strain of regular human being.
Right. It's a deformity. It's right? a rare deformity.
Something, yeah.
Yeah.
But when you look around the world, we find that there are various anomalous human forms, some of which are now being formally acknowledged. I remember having anthropology classes when I went to university, and, you know, they talk about the total amount of bones that we've ever found to construct this chimps to humans chart that we've built. All those bones fit in one coffin. So think about that. Entire ranges like Homo erectus and Australopithecus and all this kind of stuff that they say that this is that part of human history. They're basically finding a few little fragments and then just using wild strokes of imagination to try to make up what that thing is and what it would have looked like.
Right.
And they cohere it to a Darwinian model in which the monkey is supposed to keep getting more evolved as time goes on.
Right.
But the embarrassing point, as I'm sure you know, is that there are actually three gaps in human evolution where we have such spontaneous improvements in the way that we are that any type of Darwinian gradual mutation cannot be an effective explanation. The brain size suddenly doubles, and there's no missing link. There's no fossil that's been found that accounts for that. And now, in the last 10 years or so, all these new species are showing up, and people that listen to this kind of show have probably heard all this before, but now we have Denisovans, and we have Homo floresiensis, the hobbit humans.
Yep.
We're having DNA testing done of Denisovan DNA, and the haplotypes, which mean the genetic markers in the DNA, are wildly divergent. And so it's like we've already found extraterrestrial humans. They don't match up. The whole chimp to human thing of, oh, well, he's supposed to keep getting taller and he's supposed to keep standing up more. No. There's small ones and there's big ones and there's people with double the size of the brain that we have now, the elongated skulls. They're all over the planet. There's these teensy tiny ones that we talked about in the movie Sirius, where it's literally a 6-inch tall humanoid that has been tested and its genetics was 11% different than human DNA, which is absolutely massive.
Let me ask you this, David. We're going to head towards a break here in about 30 seconds. How lucky is the world that this was found in Peru and not the United States?
Extremely lucky, because there have been very amazing extraterrestrial skeletons found in America, and this strain happened to be giants, and they've all been suppressed.
All of it has been suppressed. Our guest tonight, the one and only David Wilcock. Now, we are going to spend the evening talking about the biological and physical evidence of ET visiting our planet over millennia. I'm your host, Jimmy Church, sitting in for George Norrie on this Friday night. And a little bit later, we'll open up the phone lines because it's Friday. This is Coast to Coast AM.